guest is one of the real treasures of Hong Kong film, a martial arts veteran whose career stretches back to the early 1960s. By some counts, Sammo Hung has worked on over 200 movies. He began as a stuntman and action choreographer at the famous Shaw Brothers studio, later took on acting roles with Raymond Chow in Golden Harvest, appearing in Bruce Lee's Enter the Dragon. But he may be best known for his work in the 1980s when he produced, directed, and starred in a series of hit films, introduced popular new film genres, and helped develop the careers of future stars like Michelle Yeoh. I'm very pleased that Sammo Hung could join us today, along with his wife, actress Joyce Godenzi, to talk about his latest feature, Ip Man 2, the year's highest-grossing martial arts film. It's just been released in this country in DVD. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Isn't Ip Man based on a real person?
Yes. Based is, of course, we have changed something, you know. On the movie, we have a... how make the Ip Man looks more beauty, more good, you know.
He wasn't such a nice man.
Yes. Actually, I never see him before.
Why is his story suddenly so successful in Asia? This is the Ip Man 2. There's a previous film, too, about him.
Actually, Ip Man is not a lot of people know him. Mm-hmm. Actually, he has very famous student is Bruce Lee. Mm-hmm. So because Bruce Lee, so more people know who is Ip Man, you know. And then the producer, they have idea. They try to make the, how to say the, we Chinese say, 一代宗師, how to say the words.
He wants him to make him as the, like, one of the best master in the Wushu.
You know, so they have idea. Then they try to write the script, and then we make the movie.
Well, he promoted that style, that brand of martial arts that Bruce Lee was famous for and that you've been instrumental in bringing to the screen. Is it different than other kinds of martial arts?
Not all, only 80%. No. No, actually, it's because why? Because so many years ago, I was make about Kung Fu, you know, Wing Chun, some movies. Mm-hmm. But it's I have two movies talk about Wing Chun.
Prodigal, you know, Son.
Prodigal Son. And first one, I don't know, what is it? What is it? The English
subtitle. What is it like? How is it different from other styles of martial arts?
Actually, it's a Chinese. They have we have a lot of different kind, you know, martial arts. You know, we have a Hong style, you know, and five animal, you know, style, tiger, you know, and panther and snakes, you know. They have a lot of different kind. So Wing Chun is one kind, have a very special, very different. Yeah, you know, very different, the style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know why.
And it looks good on the screen.
Yeah, yes, because I do some research before. They come from for the girl, you know.
It was designed for women to.
Original was a woman.
And then Bruce Lee, of course, made it into a very male kind of a thing.
No, actually, why it looks like only woman? Because his style is not that big, mm-hmm. you know, very strict, you know. That kind of looks like only woman, you know. Better the woman.
Yeah, and then they don't do a lot of leg work because women, they wear skirts. So if they were going to use the leg, it's only, you know, up to your knee. As the kick usually is as high as that.
Well, as we said earlier, Ip Man 2 is a sequel. The first film detailed his life in mainland China during World War II. What role did you play in that film?
Actually, I played the other kind.
No. Ip Man 1. He didn't. He wasn't acting on the
film. But did
one.
Weren't did you a consultant?
Directing. Yeah, I worked.
He also did action directing.
I
say the first time they make the Ip Man 1. I don't have acting in there, and then actually I shooting one day, you know, in the end, the last day, you know, I just for for fun, I want to fight with the Donnie Yen.
Mm-hmm.
We used on the bikini, but we shoot on the last day, you know, just for fun, you know. Donnie Yen and me, we standing there, we ready to fight, and suddenly his family, his the
like a maid.
Like a maid coming. Oh, master, Mrs. She, you know,
okay, she's going just deliver the baby or something.
So we'll say, okay, we fight next time. Okay. You know, we have a funny scene like that, you know. This is for fun. They actually, in the end, they cut out, you know.
So you didn't make it into that one, but you're in this one. You play an important part as a sort of a gangster kung fu teacher who tries to extort money from Ip Man. He's not based on a real character, is he?
No. Oh, it's a drama.
Well, you and director Wilson Yip seem to be trying for a very traditional type of martial arts film here. Was that to show respect for Ip Man? Because this is not the way martial arts films are looking more recently.
Actually, we decided this movie. Actually, we try to, you know. What is it? How to say that?
Yeah, because it's like a little bit not modern. It's about in the 30s or 50s. So
but also
try
not,
to be.
I'm sorry. I was thinking you weren't playing for laughs the way a lot of the martial arts films do these days. This seemed like a more serious drama.
Yes.
After all these years, are martial arts films still popular with Asian audiences? Don't they get tired of them?
No, they tire.
They are.
They tire. But the Ip Man 1 and Ip Man 2, we got more audience coming back to see that movies. They are very excited. They are very happy that, you know, actually I hope coming down the other movie have a same like that, you know, the audience, they like it.
My guest is Sammo Hung, one of the legendary figures in martial arts films from Hong Kong. Also with us is his wife, Joyce Gudenzi, the actress, who is also helping us translate at times. Can you talk about how filmmaking techniques have changed since you started working in movies? I know in the old days, you didn't work with padding or safety devices. Was it dangerous then?
As 30 years ago, it's very dangerous, you know. Actually, we don't know what is a danger. We, you know, everything, you know, the director say or the choreographer say, hey, Sammo, you want to do this? You go in this three floor on the fourth floor, you jump coming down, you know, you fall down. We just do.
Yeah. You just jumped. You didn't have stunt doubles or anything. You just...
No.
Because they are the stunt men.
Yeah, but like Jackie Chan sometimes just does the stunt himself, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. You also help make wire work an important part of action films. How did you come up with that?
We learn every day. Wherever we...
From mistakes and from just trying. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that computers have changed a lot of that today. Now you can just... do CGI, right?
I gotta learn how to do the CG work, you know. Actually, I don't mind to do the CG work, and mostly I love to showing the real martial arts, and then we put some little bit the CG eyes that makes more look good, you know, just like that.
Well, in the old days, people just engaged in martial arts. One day they started flying, and the next thing you knew, everybody was flying in all these movies.
Yeah.
You had a very strict training, didn't you, at the China Drama Academy, which is a Peking opera school. Did you think you'd be going into this, or what did you imagine you'd be doing when you were studying at that school?
That time I never think what happened after me when I grew up, you know. That moment, you know, how do I say, when I was 9 years old, you know, I don't like the normal school, you know, every day walking around on the street, fighting, you know. And then I went to the school. Then we don't know. That time we just know, oh, we learn something, and then we go to the stage, we perform on the stage. We don't know after what I'm doing after I grew up. But it's a timing. We tell you, what are you doing?
But that school sounds really like a trial. There was a movie called Painted Faces, which describes some of the training you went through. We might call it child abuse today. Did you feel like you were being abused at the time or just being taught discipline?
Yeah, he's saying Painted Faces is probably just half as severe as what they
went
through.
Oh, it was even worse.
Yeah. They feel that the master is really, really strict. But during that time, with the Chinese culture and then the Hong Kong, with the economy just starting, nobody complains. You just go to – if you train that way, then you just do what you're told.
I just know after I'm in school, my master always beat me up. They would think, hey, one day I'm going up. 7 years later, I leave out of school. They would come back, beat you up.
You were a big guy even then, but you thought once you get out of the school, you're going to come back and beat up the guy who is being so difficult for
you. But after 30 years later, I look at my master. I'm still scared. I never think, oh, I can beat it up. No, I'm still thinking he can't beat me up again, you know.
Well, your classmates included many future stars like Jackie Chan, Yuen Biao, Corey Yuen. Yuen Hua, were they also, they also want to beat up the old master?
I don't know. They didn't
Have you ever talked about it?
we don't talk about this, only in my heart, in his heart.
Have you all remained friends?
Yeah, we always friends. Always looks like a brother, younger brother, older brother, like that, you know.
Well, they used to call you Big Brother, right?
Yeah.
Joyce, you have had a significant film career as well. How did you get started acting?
I was in the pageant, beauty pageant. And
Miss Hong Kong?
Miss Hong Kong, yeah.
The year after Maggie Cheung won, won?
Yeah. So normally during that time when you finish your 1.5 year with the pageant, then you can go into movies. So I started doing a few dramas first, and then I started to do action movies with him.
Yeah. And you've been married for 15 years now. Do you ever worry that someone was going to get seriously hurt?
Yes. Even with Ip Man 2, I said, please, because I don't like it when, you know, he get hit on his head. Because even he's very professional. He's very strict with whatever he asks for. So when he's doing it himself, he would do it the same way that he would expect from other actors. He wouldn't say, oh, I'm doing it, so I'll take it easy. So I didn't watch him make it, but when I watched the movie, I was like, oh, please, I'm hitting off the head, you know. Sometimes, you know, falling.
Well, they don't really
hit
hard, do they?
Oh, yeah. He passed out one of the takes, and then he was sent into the hospital after when we finished. He got cut inside from the tooth.
Mm-hmm. You also had heart surgery.
Yeah.
Was that because of the strenuousness of the work?
No, it was before the movie, actually. Mm. Yeah. I think it's more because maybe a bit of overweight and, of course, the stress. Both. Yeah.
Can you tell us, Samo, about how you work? There's a scene in Ip Man 2 where you and Donnie Yen, who's playing Ip Man, are fighting on a round table that's unevenly balanced, and the first man to fall loses. How long does that kind of scene take to rehearse and shoot?
Totally, we have three different fights on the table. Only we took the 9 days only.
But I'd imagine there probably were some accidents.
Yeah, but actually we have the first thing, we have a very good preparation for the safety. You know, we do everything. You know, looks like a very dangerous, but we saved.
The Ip Man films are big budget movies with large casts and big locations. What was it like working on such an expensive production? Because when you got started, weren't you working on, wasn't everything really tight budget?
Actually, I love to work with a big budget, you know, and it depends, you know, how do you use the money? How do you use the what I mean is a big budget? The budget for what, you know? Mm-hmm. And then your money is, I will see everything we used the budget on the movies. Everything is very nice, very good, you know. Not only waste some money for there, you know, we don't have any time, any money to waste for anywhere, you know. Just like we fight on the stage, then we have an audience in around the stage about
extras.
You know, the extra one day we need to pay. We need to pay them about $50,000
or $500,000
for the day. Yeah, you know, because why? Because if you're the Chinese, you know, the audience, there's a very very. Cheap. We have a lot of
Westerners.
This is a very expensive, you know. So if we need to shoot 10 days. You got to be 10 days. Even you're over one day, this is over a lot of money.
So you're shooting these films with Westerners in mind as well as the Asian audiences.
No, only for Chinese.
And then if Westerners like it, that's the lo fun like yeah. it, that's great.
You know, yeah, there's a money is that they say we use the one part for the Western, the audience, then we can, how many people there?
You leave a
actually, for the Chinese, the first thing we, of course, the market on China, in the Hong Kong, you know, the Asia, you know. But, of course, I love to, you know, the Western people, they like it, you know.
Well, there used to be a big difference between Hong Kong films and mainland Chinese films. And then some of the Hong Kong directors started shooting films in China itself. Have the barriers come down? Is it all just one big film industry, or is there still a big separation between the two?
Sorry. Depends what kind of. What kind of movie and what kind of the movie talk about the backgrounds, you know. If you're a Hong Kong director, they went to China, they make the movie, actually it's the same, you know, Hong Kong, China, everything.
But you're not seen as a foreign filmmaker even though you're Chinese because in the past Hong Kong was a British colony and it had a different culture.
There's a difference. What I'm saying, if you're a Hong Kong director, he makes a movie, you know, they have a little more, you know, international thinking, you know, international, you know. It's not like a mainland China director. He is a very strict, you know, there's a Chinese purist movie.
Yeah, it's just maybe some kind of paperwork. You still have to apply, and then if they allow you, they say, okay, they pass, then you can start. Then
because you have to get everything to the censor.
You're from Hong Kong.
You've also been making low-budget films, the comedy Kung Fu Chefs, which features one of your sons, Tommy Hong. What's it like working with your children?
I'm happy to. Because my son, now I have a lot of small-budget movies, all because of my son. You know, if it's, I don't want to do it, then the others say, hey, this is your son.
And he has three sons. So.
And each one of them wants to be a star.
You got to be doing it. Okay.
You're responsible in a large part for what is called the hopping vampire movies in this country. They're a fantastic combination of action, comedy, and horror. Are you going to make any more of those?
We're still waiting, you know, we're waiting for what, waiting for, because now the market is on China, you know, China is a very big market. And when I want to make this kind of movie, we need a big budget. If you're not used to market on China, then you will lose everything. But China now, you cannot make ghost movie or vampire movie they don't want you.
The Chinese government doesn't want you to do that.
No, they say they, the war is no vampire, no ghost, you know.
Well, I didn't know that that China was so involved with realism based on some of the old films I used to see, the propaganda films. But that's a whole other matter. Is Hong Kong film industry still in trouble? Production is down, isn't it?
Yes, it's very bad now. Just like before, they asked me, how is the Hong Kong film really
prospect?
I say, well, now it's very bad. Just like now, only Yip Man 1 and Yip Man 2 looks like better. I hope it's a come later. The other movie is the same like that, you know.
Well, has television picked up the slack?
No, actually no.
You've worked in the United States starring in a TV series called Martial Law. Have you any thoughts about working here again?
I hope so.
Well, I wondered, you of course believe in your kids, but is anyone coming up who can replace your generation of martial arts stars?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think so. They can, you know, but it's that they actually have a lot of, you know, good wage.
他問電影圈入面有沒有人覺得可以代替你們現在這一輩的?
I don't think so. Maybe later on have something to coming up, you know. But not right now, I don't see anyone can be us, you know.
Well, Jackie Chan is still a star and he's getting on in years. Yeah. I'm not saying you're getting on in years.
But... Me too. Actually, I'm older than Jackie.
Looking over your career, what do you consider your best movies?
My best movie, oh, sorry, it's Lala. I don't know how to say that.
To save you.
I like my movie is Prodigal Son.
Prodigal Son.
Prodigal Son.
Mm-hmm.
And
Eastern Condors.
Eastern Condors. And Fugari Chedingwa.
Millionaire Express.
You know, and Pedicab Driver.
Pedicab Driver, yeah.
So you've done, you like a lot of the things you've done. And are you working on something now?
Coming soon.
Mm-hmm. To your local theater or your DVD player. I want to thank you both so much for being with us. Sammo Hung, who is a star and choreographer of Ip Man 2, now available on DVD, and the director and star and pretty much everything else of a slew of Hong Kong movies over the years, and Joyce Mina Godenzi, who is a movie star in her own right and happens to be Sammo's wife and has been a wonderful translator.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you
thank
very
you,
much.
Thank you. Thank you.